All right, let's take up 912. Oh, no, let's see, is it 1030? Yes, it is. 912, please.
Accept the report of the Chief Administrative Office for the quarterly report of the Technology Oversight Committee.
All right. Director Barry and his team coming up. Good morning.
Morning.
Okay, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Kelly Ball, and I'm with the Office of Management and Finance. And we are here this morning to present information from the Technology Oversight Committee's quarterly report. This report spans April through June of this year. As you know, the TOC is made up of five community members, each appointed by city council members. Currently, there's one vacancy, and we're working with Commissioner Fritz to fill that vacancy. Today, Ken Neubauer, who is a TOC member and an infrastructure manager with Standard Insurance, will be joining the Chief Technology Officer, Ben Barry, and providing you with updates on the six projects currently under TOC oversight. Thank you. Okay. And before we get started on that, I do want to mention the other three members who are TOC members, Wilford Penfold, Joshua Mitchell, and Colleen Gadboy. We are going to be projecting the dashboards that are in your report so people can follow along. And then each of the dashboards contains information from project management staff, quality assurance contractors, as well as the TOC. And with that, I would like to turn it over to Ken to kick off the first project.
Good morning, Commissioners and Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to be here to represent the Technology Oversight Committee. The first project we have is the Bureau of Development Services, their Information Technology Advancement Project, ITAP. The TOC has some concerns around the lack of accurate project schedule, which has implications for other areas on this project. There are some key accomplishments around phase one, including communication plan and their decision log. Technical and functional requirements and data conversion processing has begun. The vendor is working through some phase two deliverables for finalizing the project requirements, though some deliverables are falling behind the schedule. The vendor is beginning to put more resources towards this project, which is needed. The BDS Bureau Director is involved in biweekly calls with the vendor. Some of the risks and concerns that we have, first are around the schedule. The vendor, Sierra, has applied some faulty assumptions to the original formal project plan and schedule, which was significant oversight. The vendor is bringing in extra resources to compensate, but the project still lacks a revised project schedule for phase two and phase three, which represents the bulk of the project. The Bureau is actively applying pressure, but this remains an area of concern for both the TOC and QA. On budget, there's a good amount of contingency built into the budget, but if the schedule slips significantly, that could ultimately impact the budget. Scope. There's discussions about breaking some of the scope into different phases. The Bureau is requiring the full original scope be implemented, but the timing could change. Next project is the affordable housing. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Ken. I'm Ben Barry. I'm the Chief Technology Officer for the City of Portland. As Ken gives the major highlights, I'll give some additional input as of what we've known to date about each project so that the committee actually has more current information as well. And if you turn to the actual charts, the dashboard, we'll be presenting six projects today, but three will have dashboards. So if you look at the first dashboard, the QA assessment for the schedule expected completion for QA is showing a red for June, and the TOC assessment is consistent with that in red for the period of April through June of 2014. And when we look at the schedule, the one thing that kind of turned out in terms of our discussion at TOC was there's a lot of complexity in the ITAP project that the vendor, Sierra Systems, may not have anticipated early on. And so we believe, even though they've promised the customer a detailed full schedule between now and the end of the project, which I believe is at the December 2015, we're still waiting for a much more detailed, comprehensive schedule, which is leaving us with these particular reds in for QA assessment and TLC. If you look at the budget, the QA assessment still shows it in green because we do have some contingency available to the project, which is green from the QA's perspective. But TOC's recommendation is a yellow because there's still some unknowns with the schedule. And so if the schedule complexities don't align itself into a budget, into a schedule that can get us through December 2015, that might challenge the budget. And so that's why the TOC is showing yellow for budget. And then, of course, the scope, QA is showing that in the yellow today in terms of June of 2014. But the TOC is also showing it in yellow as 2014 for June. But we are still concerned about the turnover of the Sierra System staff, some 15 technical members of the technical staff and the project manager, 14 have been turned over by the customer, by the vendor. And so that is a big aha for the TLC. Ken, did you have anything else you wanted to add to that?
No, that's all. Thank you, Ben.
We might want to let you go through your report and then also hear from the Bureau. I see Paul's here and some of his team. So it's obviously a big project. You've raised some serious concerns. There's a lot of potential financial risk here, so I appreciate the oversight. That's why we do this, so that the council will have a chance to delve into it and get some questions answered.
I'd like to note just at this point, though, on the budget, it's a fixed price contract, so any potential additional money would not be going to the vendor, which gives them a great incentive to get this done on time. It would be in terms of our staff time within development services having to be expended on this project for a longer period of time. So it's not, I think that's important for the public to understand that the vendor will not be getting more money as a result of the delays. And as you said, the turnover of 14 out of the 15 staff is obviously contributed to that.
I might also add the Bureau has been very diligent in working with this vendor. Paul Scarlett, the director of BDS, has been very on top of working with the vendor through his project team. Paul is here today for additional questions. Should the committee ask for that? Should it come out? Should the council ask for that? But it's still in the proof of the delivery of the vendor, which is really driving some of these scores.
Lastly, I would add that this is one of the first projects that was brought to the TOC because of its complexity. The Bureau, the people that have been involved in this project were highly engaged with all of their vendors. They still have been highly engaged. These are usually very difficult projects to do because of all the different systems that they have to interface with. I wouldn't say this is surprising to us, probably not surprising to you, because this was one of the first projects that we were engaged with. So,
thank you. Okay. All right, let's proceed. Thanks.
Okay, the next project we have is the Affordable Housing Software Project from the Portland Housing Bureau. PHB contracted with Housing Development Services, also known as HDS, to implement a solution that will provide a single data repository for the city's affordable housing program. This effort will replace disparate systems with a modern and effective single core system, providing data entry efficiencies, reducing overall costs, and improving access to data and reports. The final loan servicing module went live in April. The TOC still has concerns about the lingering issues that remain that are preventing the Bureau from signing off on acceptance. There have been some of the major accomplishments this quarter continue to experience issues that need to be fixed by the vendor before the city agrees to a final sign-off and payment. None of these issues are preventing the system from running, but there are items that need to be fixed. These issues list was the last issues list numbered in 23 April and is down to 17 at the end of June. The city has been prioritizing the remaining issues and discussing final acceptance and payment terms with the city's attorney's office. The upcoming milestones for the next quarter, the project has hired online business systems to complete the 90-day post-implementation report. Assuming that the final acceptance occurs soon, the 90-day report will be presented during the next quarter. Some of the concerns, risk that the TOC has. The TOC stopped providing a colored dashboard rating for this project as it went live in April. The delays in the final acceptance are a concern, and the TOC recommends that the project continue to check in with the TOC until the final acceptance and payment issues have been resolved. Yeah.
There are just a couple notes on this one. I did talk to the Bureau Director just yesterday, along with the City Attorney's Office member. To date, they have the vendor has delivered 4 of 5 modules. The problem is the last module. This is the loan servicing module. One issue is they can't print out the loan packet that comes out of this system. That's a fairly major issue when you have a system. Although they can use the system online, they still, depending on the MIDAS system, for backup, which is housed over the PDC at this point. And then, of course, we need to get off that system by December of this year. To date, the remaining module price tag is about $20,000, of which we have not paid the vendor because of noncompliance and non-delivery. But we also are in discussions about the ongoing maintenance expense, which is about $45,000 that the vendor believes that we owe them. And so there are three things that came out of our meeting yesterday, and I'm just going to read these. The project is nearing completion with one module left to be delivered and tested. This is substantially behind schedule. However, the Portland Housing Bureau is following the contract and not paying for the last deliverable until acceptance testing is completed. Secondly, the final punch list of items, of issues and items, are being negotiated by the project manager level, and there are 17 outstanding issues, as Ken has stated, 5 of which are considered critical. Number 3, the Bureau Director is working closely with the City Attorney's Office to review contract and options for a non-litigation strategy to ensure delivery of the final module, as well as ongoing working relationship with the vendor. It's important that we keep this ongoing relationship with the vendor. This is over a $600,000 application that we're talking about. The Bureau Director, based on City Attorney's guidance, will deliver a communication proposing the project completion final steps to HDS President this week. So we are in a negotiation now. Given that we're not paying for the final module of $20,000, we have not been paying the current maintenance of the 4 modules that are actually in operation of $45,000, we believe we can get some mileage, movement by paying for portions of the delivery of the 17 outstanding. And I think that will get us off of square one where we are with this vendor today.
Okay. Questions? Okay. Great. Thank you.
Great. The next project is the Office 365 project led by the Bureau of Technology Services. This project is responsible for migrating all city computers to Microsoft Office 365. The city currently uses Microsoft Office 2003, which Microsoft will no longer support after April of 2014. Migrating to the cloud-based Office 365 will save approximately $1.2 million over 5 years and provide more disaster recovery options and larger email storage. Some of the major accomplishments this quarter, the migrations waves are continuing, and the project is on track to have all the desktops migrations done by August 2014. All of the devices that were impacted by the April deadline for Microsoft are complete. As of June 2014, over 2,700 computers out of 4,300 have been successfully migrated. Email and PST migrations have begun, but they won't be completed until later in the fall of 2014. This will also be waived approaches. There continues to be lingering problems with the Planet Tech vendor. The testing process and communications with the vendor are not as good as they should have been, and staff are currently looking at other alternatives. The upcoming milestones, migration waves will continue with the majority, if not all, the migrations completed by next quarter. Some of the risks and concerns that we have, schedule is tight but manageable, timeline to get the desktops migrations done by August 2014. On the budget, current budget and spend rates are looking good, and the scope continues to be stable. And I'm sure you all enjoyed that migration from what I heard.
Yeah, we do.
I want to thank Mr. Berry's staff for working through some of the challenges with the migration. It took a little bit, but certainly you came back and came back and came back until you got it right.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
We'll share that with the team. Thank you, Commissioner. Just some highlights on the Office 365 project. We did resolve the issues with the Planet Technologies vendor. That contract is done and finished at this point. We do now target not the end of August, but 2 weeks into September for all the remaining migrations for the city of the in-scope PCs. And then finally, we believe we will have about 500,000 left over from this project that we will roll into phase two of the Office 365 project, which is SharePoint, which has already begun. And those are my comments.
Great. Thank you. Successful rollover. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Let's move on to the next one.
All right. The next project is the City Risk Information Solution Connection, also known as RISC. This is a Bureau of Internal Business Services project. The existing risk management data system is out of compliance with city's technology standards and is becoming increasingly difficult to support and maintain. This project replaces several existing independent systems with one integrated system that will support key business activities, increase effectiveness through integrated data management, increase effectiveness and automation, and implement best practices. This project was originally assessed in the winter of 2012 as not requiring TOC oversight, but due to increased risk and delays, the project joined the TOC portfolio in June of 2013. Current status for the TOC is that there's some concerns about the project timeline and the delays in the final piece of functionality. Despite 90% of the project going live in December of 2013, the remaining piece of medical review functionality continues to experience delays. The vendor is subcontracting the remaining work. This required a more detailed statement of work and negotiation of a revised work order, which was completed in April of 2014. The project was in a holding pattern during the months of negotiation. QA recommended that the project plan, risk management plan, and training plan be completed prior to this phase of the project. Upcoming milestones. The final configuration and implementation is tentatively planned for July-August of 2014. A revised project plan, including timeline and budget, should be included. Some of our risks are around schedule. Because a detailed and agreed upon schedule and plan for the remaining work does not exist, the schedule and scope are rated as red. The budget increased as a result of the work order and additional QA services. Overall, the original scope has not changed, but scope is red due to the lack of a detailed project plan for the remaining piece of this functionality.
Just some highlights that have just happened, actually breakthroughs on this project, the RISC project. As you look at the dashboard, TOC was rating the schedule red, budget yellow, and the scope's stability was red. Although we did implement the last remaining medical bill review module last Wednesday. So they actually finished this project. And this morning I got the pass statement confirming that the medical bill review test was a success. So we will turn this back over to TOC at the next meeting, but for all practical purposes, the project is done now. And that's the good news on the RISC project.
Great. Good news. All right. The next project is a procurement solicitation system from the Bureau of Internal Business Services. Procurement Services is outgrowing their current solicitation system, which doesn't offer a cost-effective solution or the functionality required by the city. Procurement is planning to replace and integrate three systems into one and add functionality that will allow electronic request for proposal submissions. Current TOC status as a project is new, and the TOC is currently believes it's meeting our expectations. Some of the major accomplishments were the ByteSpeed has been identified as a system that best meets the city's needs and will be purchased through an existing government cooperative agreement. The project is negotiating a statement of work, schedule, and final cost with the vendor. Procurement has completed the internal business process mapping process in preparation for the new system. The project is in the process of bringing QA on board. Some of the upcoming milestones next quarter are to finalize contract and schedule, system implementation, data migration and testing, and a go live of the new system is tentatively scheduled for December of 2014. Around concerns, the TOC will complete a dashboard for this project once the vendor begins work.
From a CTO perspective, I too agree that this project is currently meeting oversight expectations. And so we will continue to monitor it. We'll deliver a dashboard the next time you have us here.
All right. Let's move on.
The next and last project is the Lien Accounting System rewrite from the Auditor's Office. The Lien Accounting System is used to record and manage assessments and liens for the city as required by the city charter and Oregon state law. This application is written in an old programming language, is one of the two remaining applications on the mainframe server, which is scheduled to be decommissioned July 1st, 2015. Because of the tight timeline and resource constraints, the decision was made to rewrite the existing system using a more modern programming language and transfer it to a Windows environment. This is also a new TOC project and is currently meeting expectations. However, the committee is cautious because of the timeline. Some of their major accomplishments this quarter, plans are underway to hire a programmer under an existing flexible service contract. The project is developing a project plan and planning to hire a project manager. The project is in the process of bringing on a QA vendor. Their upcoming milestones for next quarter, project management team and vendor procured, begin code and system review. The TOC will complete a dashboard for this project once the project vendor work begins as well.
Great. Questions?
From a CTO perspective, the Lien Accounting System rewrite is meeting oversight requirements. I sit on the executive steering committee along with the customer, and to date we deliver the project charter, define the roles, responsibilities, and we were looking at the project schedule and budget.
Right. Well, this is a pretty encouraging report overall. I mean, I appreciate that and want to actually ask Paul in a moment to come up and respond just as well, but I understand the way this should work in my mind is the way that it is working, which is that you take a very cautious approach, that if there's a risk, you highlight it. Because we're trying to avoid those nightmare stories of IT projects gone wrong, and you're doing a great job of assuring that these are being well monitored, and most of them are getting implemented pretty smoothly. So I understand there's always going to be a little bit of creative tension between this process and what the given bureau is doing and actually carrying on a project. So I'm okay with that, and I expect that we'll hear a little of that in this presentation. But I guess overall my reaction is, you've got a good handle on all of these projects. The oversight process is working. The committee and the staff are working effectively as sort of two sets of eyes on this process. So I just appreciate the work that you're doing and the fact that there's no ringing alarm bell here, just some concerns. Other questions or comments from the council for the team here?
I just want to thank the Technology Oversight Committee members for their great work, and Ben Berry and Kelly Ball for their great work, and great graphics. I mean, the presentation really helps the public to follow along with what you're telling us, as well as it helps us to follow along. So keep those great graphics coming.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Thanks very much. And then maybe, Paul, if you want to just take a moment and come give us an update from your standpoint, in addition to what we've heard here from the committee and from Ben and Kelly. This is a much awaited and important piece of work, and I know you're really focused on it. So
we are. Thank you, Mayor. Good morning, Commissioners. Paul Scarlett, Director for Bureau of Development Services. Appreciate the opportunity to provide some more updates or perspectives. The ITAP project still does remain a very focus project for us. Each day as I walk by the Permit Center, it reinforces the need for an updated system where we have people lined up 150 plus per day to get into Permit Center. As shared by the TOC and Ben Berry, the schedule and timeline is of concern. We are monitoring and diligently working with the vendors. We have gone to the extent of hiring or bringing on resource on our side to monitor, review the schedule in connection with the timelines, the scope, and deliverables. And I just got off the phone this morning with Sierra's side, and they've also reached out to bring on resource focused just on the schedule to make sure the assumptions that were previously in place, as well as the turnovers you heard about, and make sure the folks that are being brought on are actually have the experience and expertise to. Part of the issue we understand is the integration, the project that we wanted to have to match our practice of co-location, having a streamlined permitting system, has created some challenges. However, we are pretty pleased with some of the progress lately in one of the more recent module with transportation, where it's been more of a, it certainly was a concern with timeline, but our concern has been, can they deliver? Obviously, that's a huge concern, but we're assured by them that, yes, they can do this work. In the end, we will have a system that meets the initial objectives of the project, which is to be able to have a system for allowing electronic plan review, submittal, without having to come to our doors, and also the mobile field devices and so forth. So we are assured by recent deliverables and accomplishment that that can happen. Rebecca Sponzel, to my left, is the project manager, was brought on board specifically to manage the ITAP project. And that's, she's, along with her staff, doing a great job. Richard Appleyard, to her left, is managing our current system, the track system. And so there's also that discussion as to when would we phase out. But Rebecca's team and Richard's team works closely. So overall, I have concern about the schedule, but I'm very... I think I'm more relieved with some of the later, or the latest commitment and communication as to the different progress. We did go around and brief each commissioner because we wanted to get in front of them directly to let you guys know how concerned and how big of a priority this project is. But certainly we're not out of the dark, but things are looking better. And we have a couple months committed, and Ben said maybe end of the year. We're looking at 2 months to have the schedule more tightly aligned. I'll turn it over to Rebecca, who's in some of the more sort of direct communication on a daily basis to provide additional information, unless you have questions. Thanks. Thank you.
Please.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The project has had some successes, but some very significant challenges due to the complexity, as you've already heard this morning. The success we've had recently is achieving the integration between the two primary software modules. That has just happened in the last week. It is recreatable in successive development sessions that we're going to have. Also, I want to call out that the problems that we're discovering, this is the time of the project when that normally happens. We are in the phase two requirements gathering part of the project. This is when everything gets aired out and has to be worked out before it can go off and be configured. And as we've taken a slightly different approach to build in modules instead of the waterfall method the vendor originally had recommended, we are seeing these problems immediately, and we're able to address them immediately. And all the discoveries get to apply to the future work in a way that is causing us to accelerate. We also have been very diligent in getting the vendor to apply a higher level of scrutiny around estimating the work. That is evidenced in the Transportation Division recent workshops, 14 in total, that have gone according to schedule, according to plan, and have produced good results. So we are more cautiously optimistic in the vendor being able to complete the work according to the new revised schedule that's being built right now. Also, I want to call it out that we have put a halt on new development in place until all the catch-up work is done, and we will not cross that line. And it needs to be a sufficient quality that we can support, not just through the development phases, but we have to be able to support this work when we go live and afterwards. So it's not just about doing the work right now. This system has to be supportable by the city later on.
Good. Thank you. Appreciate that.
If I could add real quick, sorry. We have Cliff Smith, who's our quality assurance consultant, that's worked with us closely and has been very Frank and share the same concerns as us. So I do want to thank him and his companies, Clifton back here, his work that he's been doing for the Bureau. It's been great.
Okay. Questions for this team? Anything else you want to add? Appreciate that update. And we're just trying to make sure that everybody's got eyes open, and you especially are obviously paying close attention to this phase where these problems are becoming clear and are getting addressed. So that's pretty reassuring to hear that that's a consequence of the approach that we're taking rather than some sort of impending train wreck, frankly. So, it's helpful for me to hear that at least. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Other questions or concerns? Okay. Thank you all very much. And has anyone signed up to speak on this item?
No one else signed up.
Then we'll need a motion to adopt the report.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Roll call.
Saltzman.
Again, good work to the Technology Oversight Committee, and thank you for some of the explanations we received today. It's very helpful. And the role of this committee remains to scrutinize projects throughout the city and the quarterly report to the City Council so we can all share in the pain or the gain of implementing software projects. So thank you very much. Please to vote aye.
Novick.
Thanks to Ben and to Kelly and to the committee. Really appreciate the report and really appreciate this process. I suspect one of us must have said this the last time you reported in the last few times, but certain developments in the healthcare field at the state and federal level recently has made, I think, the existence of this process and this committee particularly, has made its value particularly evident. So thank you very much for being part of it. Aye.
Fritz.
Yes, agreed. Thanks to Commissioner Saltzman for establishing this committee and also for setting it up with a delegate from each council office. I want to thank Loretta Schrock, who's been my representative since its inception and has retired, have an opening. So if anybody is interested and has the technical expertise, please call my office at 823-3008. So we'll get reinforcements because it's a lot of work, and I really appreciate the work of the volunteers on this committee. In addition to the professional quality assurance that we have. So when we have a Bureau team and outside quality assurance and then the citizen volunteers, that's three levels of oversight, which brings up these challenges and, as Rebecca Sponson said, brings them to light at the time that they most need to be fixed. It's been interesting me to hear that one of the reasons that the vendor is finding the City of Portland system challenging is because we did the co-location project, that normally things go through Bureaus in other cities, it's much more of a step-by-step process, whereas ours, which is another improvement that we made in my first term, to co-locate all of our different Bureau staff so that the applicant gets one answer at one time and can move forward expeditiously with their project. It turns out that's difficult for a computer system to figure out how to do that. I still think it's the right thing to do, and I'm very appreciative to our Bureau staff for working so diligently on this, and it will be on time, on budget, and it will work. And I'm very confident of that. Thank you. Aye.
Hales.
Thanks to the good work of our staff, Ben, Kelly, our volunteers, Ken, and others, and the bureaus. There's, Dan, less pain, more gain than we might have otherwise experienced in these big, expensive, perilous IT projects. So I appreciate this good report and progress that we're making. Thank you all. Aye. Okay.